This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, let's go to Susan K. Jones. I don't know if we'll talk about the convention at all. We just talked to Susie, and we'll just see where the conversation goes. Right now, she's on a train, and her phone has how much power left?
12% battery.
12%.
That's the story of national conventions.
Okay.
How much power do you have in your phone?
Yeah.
And I have to get off, I think, at the next one, Damien. So I'm taking the train out to the United Center early because I want to get a good seat when Governor Wall speaks tonight.
Do you have a place at United Center where there's kind of a universal area where people are charging their phones? Or are you just going to have to go up to somebody and put in that Susie charm and say, can I use your phone charger?
Well, I'll let you know. There are places. I was there on Monday, you know, and there are big charging stations for everybody because it seems to be a thing. My daughter gave me a portable charger before I left Minneapolis, and
nice.
I can't figure out how to work it. I can't see. I just am lost. So,
listen,
I have one.
Okay. Now, for me to criticize anyone who can't figure out something technically, I really shouldn't jump into this in any way.
Mm.
Those are normally fairly easy. Do you have it? Do you have like a satchel with you right now? Where is all your stuff at this point?
Oh, my God. I have so much stuff. I was able to finagle a swag bag from the Democratic Party of Minnesota, DFL.
They bought you off, in other words.
They did. They bought me off because I said my 93-year-old mother wants one of the bags. And so, anyway, it's basically full of food so you don't starve to death on these long days.
Oh, what kind of food?
Yeah. I just had a trail bar. They've got some Frito-Lay, sour cream and onion, some fruit snacks, some popcorn, some water, a couple of waters.
Yep.
One of those little clappers, you know, a little sandwich holder, you know, the little clips. That's cute.
The clapper.
Anyway.
Wait a second. Is it clap on? Clap on.
Like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got to get off. It's fine. We can keep talking. I just got to get off.
Yeah.
And I dropped my chips. Gosh.
Oh. Were those Fritos chips you said? I love, here again, we're just down to Fritos.
They're not Fritos. They're sour cream and onion.
The Frito-Lays, I believe, is what she said, yes.
Yeah, you said Frito-Lays. Okay,
yes.
I got it.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Sour cream and onion.
It's the name of the company. You're fine. It's the Lay's sour cream. I'd rather go sour cream and onion Lay's than the traditional Frito. The corn chip's kind of boring.
Now I have no idea where I'm going.
Story of your life. Are you gonna jump on the stage when Walls is up there to try to get a quote during his speech?
Tim.
Are you still in Illinois at this point? Is it possible you're in a nearby state right now?
No, but I almost got on the brown line instead of the green line. That would have screwed me up. So now, with my 12%, actually, they have nice people like in Minneapolis, the downtown improvement district people that will help you find where you're going.
Sure.
So I'm going to ask them how far the United Center is from me right now. I have no idea.
What if they tell you, like, 45 minutes? Are you?
Well, no. I think it's in the vicinity. I'm going to ask. How far is the United Center from here? How many blocks? 3 or 4 blocks.
You can do that.
Nothing.
I can do that. Yeah. I see it. It's right in front of me.
It's a big arena.
It's a big arena.
You are too good, Susie. You are too good. I mean, if this doesn't win a Marconi, I don't know what. There's this giant building right in front of you.
The Jordan statue is standing right by it.
I'm in front of it. What do you think? That's a house? I mean, I know there's a lot of houses that are very nice.
That guy must have a nice job.
Whoa, what did he do? Oh, man. You think he'd have a pool, you know?
It says United Center right on the side there.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so I'm here for the night. I'm going to get in with the Minnesota people tonight. And I talked to Melvin Carter, St. Paul mayor, earlier this morning. He said they're going to be off the hook. He said they're going to be dancing and singing and hooping and hollering. And big night for Minnesota, that's for sure.
Do you still see the United Center?
I haven't moved. I'm staring at it. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if I walk downstairs. I assume I can just walk over
there. Yeah.
You know when you're on the train, I'm way up high in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I got to go down and walk over there.
What kind of walking shoes do you have?
I bought some really nice shoes before I left. I wanted to get those Hokas, you know, those
Oh, Hokas are very good. Very good. How about the Ons? The Ons are very good also.
No, you know what I ended up getting at Nordstrom's?
Yep.
A nice pair of New Balance.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Cute. There's some purple on the bottom. They're very comfortable. And as you know, you walk about, well, the first day I walked about 25,000 steps.
Awesome.
Yes. And now the second day, not as much, but I'm sure today I will also get a lot of steps in. Because I walked around downtown today. I hooked up with a little sightseeing tour. Jordana got thought I was lazy and skipping out on my duties.
You did a little tourism.
I did.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Did you go on the...
It was a nice town.
Did you go on the river?
I walked by the river. I didn't take a boat ride this time. Maybe tomorrow.
Boat ride could be very nice, right?
Architecture tour. Classic.
I could expense that for research, right?
Of course. You could go out to see Wrigley. Wrigley's fun.
Oh, now that would be fun. I wonder if they're playing.
They will look it up. Well, even if they're not playing, they often have tours. Plus, the area around Wrigleyville is bustling. There's all sorts of restaurants and bars. I know you're going to go there and drink, but it's a fun area. What are you seeing, Dave, for the Cubs schedule?
They got a day game tomorrow.
Day game tomorrow.
1:20 p.m. Tigers in town before they hit the road. So that's your last chance.
I could just buy a single game ticket.
Yeah.
Sit anywhere just to experience the field. I might do that.
You know who would go with you? Hauser Man would go with you.
I bet he would. He was funny. He posted on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere. He was doing a live shot and some schmo walked right in front of his shop.
Pushed him away. It was very good. It was excellent. We're going to see a very enthusiastic Tim Walz tonight. He certainly showed that. I think for most of us here, we're pretty familiar with what he's going to say. What do you think his major emphasis is going to be as someone who's covered Tim Walz for a long time?
What is his major emphasis going to be? My first thing that pops into my head, if I were to guess, would be children. Something with kids and school and the meals, the free meals.
Yep.
I think that was something that was extremely important to him to get that done. I also think unity that he talked a lot and has throughout his governorship about one Minnesota. And to bring that up and say one United States of America, that there are more similarities than differences, despite what everybody says. You think?
I think he'll say that. Unfortunately, he has not lived up to that in his second term.
A lot of people in rural Minnesota think that he ignored them. A lot of Republicans believe he ignored them.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you talk is cheap, but again, that's the message.
You're right.
Oh my God! Sorry, there goes another train. Wow.
Oh, so I like it. We got a little feel. You know, a texter's nailed it. Joel Maturi would go to the Cubs game with you.
Oh, I love Joel.
That's been established. I mean,
I'm going to text Joel. Maybe he's in Chicago. Maybe there is.
He just they just announced he's going into the U of M Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good story.
What if he brings you instead of Lois?
Well, maybe he can get an extra ticket. I'll go. I'll sit on one side of him, and Lois can sit on the other.
Wow.
She'd probably give me her ticket. Let me go with
her. Well, I think she might want to go when her husband goes into the Hall of Fame.
She might be tired of all of
that. Yeah, maybe she's sick of it. You know, you got the pavilion. Do you really need the Hall of Fame? You know?
Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, I want you to text us when you arrive at United Center, okay? Just so I know you're okay.
If your phone still works.
You really do care about me, don't you?
I do. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, Chad, and I love Dave. And so now I'm going to take the elevator to the street, and I'm going to walk over, and then I'm going to text you when I'm there.
Perfect. And then find a charger, and then just ask.
That's first.
Ask somebody inside the building how the charger works. I don't know if I want you going around. I mean, the United Center. But ask somebody in the building, and they'll probably got to plug it in or something like that. You know, that's something.
You know, they sent me for a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was high intelligence and punditry. I think I'm just getting it done.
I think you've been a star, okay? How is the apartment we're not paying for, where you're staying?
Oh, you know what? Tomorrow, that's what we're going to do. I'll figure out. Well, if I'm at the baseball game, it is the bomb.
Oh, fantastic.
This guy is a chef, and he works for ConAgra. And how do I get downstairs? How do I get downstairs? Shoot, you guys. All right. In the elevator trying to get across the street to get to the United Center. I might have to text you. What if my phone dies?
Well, it's going to be tough to text me then.
I have no idea where I'm going. Okay.
Do this. Text us in 5 minutes, okay? I want to know that you're okay in 5 minutes, you know?
Okay.
All right. See you later. My God. I'm sorry. She's just the best. If we don't submit that for Marconi for political in-depth coverage, then you know what Marconi is? Get the joke. Dead to me. Hit the butt. One last Susan K. note. Dave went to Google Earth, tracked down where the train tracks are, and United Center. Two blocks.
Looks like two blocks and separating the train tracks, elevated tracks we're talking to.
Right.
From the United Center surface parking lots.
It would be like you're next to the X and there's nothing in the way for two blocks and you're wondering where the X is. And I love her.
And I mean, she's the best. Not to mention she was there, the last 2 days?
Correct. Correct.
Oh, she's texted.
Okay.
She's arrived.
She's arrived
at the United Center,
absolutely,
everybody.
She's safe. We've had two program directors. No, actually three. Three program directors wouldn't have told me, but would have told others that segment with Susie just wasn't any good. Whereas our guy now, Lane, who gets it, and it's a great part of our life that Brad Lane gets it. I'm sure he loved it, right?
Make it memorable.
Make it stand out, right? We have plenty of newsmakers on the show. We have plenty of interviews on the show. We have plenty of opinions on the show. We have plenty of nonsense. Susie is a character. She just is. And there are characters on radio stations all over. We don't own any of it. There are funny, talented people on other stations. And when you go to the fair, go see him. Come see us. That would be very nice.
Come see Susie next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
We'd really like Susie, but the segment we'd really want Susie to do, but we can't, is Susie, a few weeks ago, Dave and I just rattled off a name of an employee, either a present or former employee. And Susie gave her unvarnished opinion of these individuals, and we were crying. We were laughing so hard.
It was probably a dozen people.
More. Oh, I think it was more because we was during two breaks. Then she came back like an hour later and goes, "I love that. Let's do more of it."
Yes. We did more. She was into it more than we were.
Oh, she was way into it. So maybe what we'll do is we'll have people stand up, and Susie will give her assessment of them.
Yeah, could be.
Could just reach a quick conclusion.
Rip their fashion.
Yeah.
How did you get with that person? You're ugly.
We've made a programming schedule change for tomorrow.
Big change.
Big change. Tim Cheetah has been moved in the lineup. Hasn't been replaced.
Gracious enough to
switch days. Timmy's working out at Giggles. So Timmy and his great stories now will be Tuesday. Dean Phillips is with us 1:05 tomorrow. So our lineup tomorrow.
1:35. Oh, yeah, you're right.
1:05.
You're right.
So our lineup tomorrow, Don Shelby kicks it off. 12:35, open segment. We'll talk, who knows. We can talk things like we normally do. 1:05, two segments with Dean Phillips. Then former producer extraordinaire Lindsay Gensel is going to join us. We'll get an update on Lindsay's health battle. And Lindsay will be fun. Be great to see her again. Then food with Dara and Lou Nanny. And I think this is going to work great. We wanted to have Louie on a lot, okay? And I've known Louie my whole life. And among the two or three best things I ever did at The Fan was asking Louie to be a regular at The Fan. And when Dan and I split, we had to split up good and great guests. And Dan and Louie are fantastic together. We still have Louie on plenty of times here, mm-hmm. They're great together. So the only day it worked out for Louie is tomorrow on the 2 o'clock hour. So instead of saying no to Louie, let's do food and stories with Louie and the expertise of Dara. I think it's going to be great. And we have all sorts of other guests planned. What percentage of Americans are searching for new jobs right now? What is your guess? 0 to 100%. I want to talk about this, and I want to get your reaction. What's your guess, first of all, the percentage of Americans searching for a new job right now? 0 to 100%. Text me, and let's jump into that topic next. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.